Worthy is the Lamb, the song says. Well, praise God. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this last and final and concluding day of the year 2013. Can you believe it? The Lord brought us through. Brought us through many places. Mountaintops and valleys, and in every case, he was with you, he was with me, he was with us. So today's Tuesday, December the 31st. In this year, this victorious year called 2013, Father, we just are filled with gratitude. We thank you so much for bringing us through to this point, to this place on the timeline of history, the timeline of your story. We bless your name that we can today call upon you from the land of the living. We thank you for keeping us. You brought us not only over, you brought us through. So we thank you today. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. I'm honored, unbelievably honored, and thankful, and worshipful before our mighty God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to you once again, and thank you for joining us. And I consider myself, and I hope you do too, that we are awesomely favored and divinely powered and blessed. Whatever our situation and circumstances are, we are blessed. That means we're highly favored and to be envied. There are many that are envying and would be envious of you if they had what you have been given by our great God. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us today. How do you feel? I trust that you feel well, even if you're not so well feeling in the body, but certainly your spirit is uplifted and is rising in thankfulness and in worship towards God. Today, our focus is pressing forward in 2014. Pressing forward in 2014. And while we are ending 2013 on the Roman calendar, so to speak, we are in the year 5774. That's the Hebrew year, 5774. And I stayed and mentioned that because I try to keep everything in perspective and context. The Jewish or Hebrew year or calendar is different from the Roman calendar. And so we're living on the both of the influences of those. Some of us may be more aware of the Roman calendar, which is what we're talking about, 2013, 2014. That's a schedule on the Roman calendar. But on the Hebrew calendar, this year is 5774. And it doesn't end on today. It doesn't end on today, not at all. It ends on September, sometime in September of the coming year. Anyway, what may you praise God for this past year? Let us look at what Paul instructed us in his writings to the church, and in particular in Philippians chapter 3, in his writing to the church at Philippi, and verse 13 through 15. Here's what he said in a very personal way. He uses the personal pronoun in the singular form, and then he presses in with the plural form. And let's take a note of that, please, if you will. Verse 13. He said, "I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured and made it my own yet, but one thing I do, it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward." So let those of us who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. So Paul is emphasizing, he says, "I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward." Well, he said, forgetting those things that are behind, and I believe he means to have us make a note of those, and for whatever virtue is there, be thankful, and for whatever victory is there, be thankful. But then our focus must be forward. He says, "I press on toward the goal." And the goal is to win the heavenly prize to which God in Jesus Christ is calling us upward. So we're on an upward swing, and we should follow that momentum as indicated by the season in which we are at this moment. And we are at the end of the calendar year, and we're reflecting and thinking about all of the things that God has brought us through, the trials as well as the victories that he has acquired for us and we've been able to walk in. And then we look forward with anticipation to the victories that he has in store that are yet to be made manifest for us. In other words, God has already done it. Of course, we have not seen it with our own eyes and our own experience, but the eyes of faith allows us to understand that he is God and he does reign forever and ever. Your lines are open. We're doing that even as we speak. And our focus today is pressing forward in 2014. Allow me to share with you something, a little bit of praise for what God has done for us, for myself, and my wife. Both of us, thankfully, the Lord has provided salvation for us, and for that we are thankful. That made all of the difference in our lives in the past, in the past year and in this moment. That's why we are able to be with you as we go forward here on this prayercast. It's because of what God has done. He has rescued us from the power of sin and renewed our lives and made something new out of our lives. So we're thankful. And also that today officially ends the 41st year of our marriage. And, of course, we're looking forward to 1201 tonight, which begins the 42nd year of our marriage. Now, that's a huge thing in that only God could do something like that. Oh, only Him. You know, we can't take any credit other than His grace is sufficient. His grace kept us inside of our vows, kept us moving ahead in Him. And if you want to know how someone does something like that, well, it's because, you know, it's a threesome. It's Him in the middle and the two of us. And so He provided the glue that kept us together for all of these years. We are awed, in fact, at the fact that it's that long in terms of the number of years, because I don't know how do you go through that. You just sit and count. You don't. They just come anyhow, whatever it is. But here we are, and we thank God, and it's a witness to us that God is faithful. He is faithful, and you can count on that. So that's a brief testimony on my part. Of His goodness, His mercy, and His grace. So the same grace is available to you for your life and whatever are your pursuits, goals, aspirations. The same grace, all of it coming from heaven above, directed towards you, is available. Embrace it. That's the key. Embrace the grace. I love that line. So I just thought I would share that good report with you. So we're celebrating today. Yes, that's what we are doing. We'll be in service tonight. Be before the Lord to worship at 7:30 sharp. And then after that, we will have a little bit of a get-together around some victuals, meaning food, and celebrate what God has done and look forward to the coming year. Now, if you have a praise report, a comment or a prayer request, please know that that is why we are here. We are available, all of us, to chime in with you in praise and worship to our mighty God, because He has given us this great access that we can come before Him. And so we want to bless this year that is ending up today. We want to position ourselves in reception and welcome of the year 2014 and be in anticipation of all that God is willing to show us in this coming year. Anticipate the victories. Anticipate the growth, the development, the forward movement. Anticipate going from faith to faith. Remember, Paul said, we're going upward in Christ Jesus. From faith to faith. It's like going up a stairway. The faith for 2013 is wonderful. We thank God for it. But now we must step upward. Upward. It's an effort. It's an intention. Upward. It's an objective. It's a goal. From faith to faith. And then we experience strength that we're here. It required strength that only came from Christ. So we go from strength to strength. Again, another upward step. And then as we go from faith to faith and from strength to strength, the visual effect in the spirit realm is that of shining brighter and brighter and brighter onto the day of his appearing. And he will appear one day. He's coming back. I don't believe it's today. I don't subscribe to luck and chance. God has a purpose that he's working. And you and I are to be making straight paths, preparing the way of the Lord. And we're yet in that task. That's why I can say he's not coming today. Because he's coming back for us, to be with us, under certain conditions already established in his word. So we have some work to do. And therefore, we must go about our Father's business. Well, your line is open. Do you have a praise report or a comment on this last prayer cast of the year 2013, which we thank God for raising up this prayer cast? God bless you. I hear a voice. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Ethan. This is Tammy.
Good morning, Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just, my faith report is that God is definitely with me. And through what I've been going through, I've been fighting with the system. And I my support and my Lord. And they told me I had to wait, and I did. And the days have passed, and now I have to follow through with making sure that they make sure that this is that what they've done to me, they have to pay back, pay all the back care, please. And
okay, Tammy, may I interrupt you for a minute? Is there any way your signal is not quite clear? We can hear just a few words, discern just a few words. Maybe if you back your phone away just a little bit from your mouth.
For now?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, let's try what you're doing now and see if how that works. Because I know we have listeners far and wide, and I'm sure they're interested in what you're saying. So you just wanted to get a clear signal. So it sounds a little better.
It's better?
Yeah,
better
it sounds better. Yes, yes.
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 I just want to say God's great, and he's definitely with me. I've been struggling with the government to help me through my stage of changing my stage of changing my life around, and
yes,
definitely been with me. One court case with the government, you know, against the government for them to take some of my benefits away and stuff. And I had to wait 45 days while the days have passed. And
yes.
So I'm on my level to have to go back to the government and tell them that the 45 days are over and they have to pay for all the things that they've taken away from me. They have to pay
okay.
it up to date. Now, I just want to say thanks, God. I want to thank God for letting me do this because I was really scared, nervous, and just didn't know which way to go or whether to go anywhere. So I just want to thank God that there's people that will be going through what I went through and they won't have such a hard way to go. It was
okay.
Really bad. I don't know, people have gone through worse, but I thought it was just a mean thing for a person to have to go through. And they're trying to do the right thing, you know, because I was trying to go to school and get the counseling I need and clean my life up. And they just ripped everything from under me, and I was, like, really nervous. Well, they did do some good things and brought me closer to my family. I'm so happy, you know, brought me back to my family. Not that I was running away, it's just I wasn't partaking. Well,
okay.
I'm partaking with my family. I thank God for that. I got a new family in Christ. I'm like really excited about that. I feel so much better. So I've learned to accept my family today, you know.
Amen.
That's the great thing. And you know, I've learned that God is definitely there for me. He's the light of my life, and I love Him more today than ever before because I'm believing more that He's definitely with me. He's doing so much. And I want everybody to know that hey, God is great, there is a God, and there are angels. There are angels. And angels are stronger than demons, you know. Angels are stronger
yes.
than demons because I tell you to say the demons are definitely there. They're still trying to knock on my door, but things are better. I'm stronger, God, and, you know, with the help of my angel, you know. I just want to thank
praise
God. Let God is great, and God is there for us. And He will see us through no matter what we go through, okay? And I've been through some stuff in my life, and I just accept the fact that, hey, God got my back. And then you didn't give Him
yes.
no respect at all. Today is so different, you know. Day is so different now. I see and I accept Him in my life, and I want Him to stay in my life just like He is today. And the air is fresher today for me. You know, it's just
hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Well,
amen.
Thank you, Tammy, for that awesome praise report of how God is at work in your life and how this year has been a year of turning around, coming to grips with your need for Him and embracing Him and how you're witnessing and experiencing Him working on your behalf and in your life, and you're therefore anticipating a greater walk and closeness with Him and a more exciting adventure as He helps you in and restores your life, making something new, making something beautiful out of the ashes that we offer Him. And that's what He's doing in your life. And we join with you in bowing before Him because He is so awesome. He's so great. And So we do thank him today. We offer thanks to him and praise him, and we do bow before him because he is our King. He is our helper. All our help comes from him. Amen and amen. Thank you for that praise report. And we'll continue to hold you up in prayer this coming year as we watch as you walk towards the new life that Christ has being revealed in you, through you, and around you, how he can lift us up out of our mess and cause us to just be close to him and be a light in the name of Jesus. Okay, any other praise reports or prayer requests or comments on this year that is quickly slipping out of sight, the year 2013, and we are looking forward and pressing forward, as Paul said, pressing forward.
Praise the Lord.
We want to lay aside every weight. God bless and welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to everyone on the line. God bless. I thank God this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I thank
Sister
him for my life. I was so awesomely blessed on this last Sunday when they sang, we praise and worship team sang one of my favorite songs of all time because of his grace and because of his mercy. You know that we are all here. He's a faithful God and he's a mighty God, and I thank him that he has kept me through many trials, toils, and snares, and he's brought me through. And if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be, but I give him glory and I give him honor and I give him all of the praise. I thank him. And I also would like to thank God for my pastor and my first lady. I have to say, I don't know about anybody else, but my pastor and my first lady are the best. And so today, I blessed them on their anniversary, 40-something years. I don't know how many people could make that, but I thank God that he has kept them. And we know that, you know, it was always peaches and creams, but the Lord kept them. And so I'm sure the saints will join with me in lifting them up this morning. And Lord, we just thank you for these two awesome human beings that they give of
praise
themselves
God
so freely and so willingly. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to watch over them and cover them under your precious blood. Lead them and
yes,
guide
Lord
them. And pray, oh God, that they allow you to be Lord of their lives always. And let everything that they do be a glory and an honor and a praise unto you. And let you allow them to see many, many, many years of union together. Many, many, many more. Thank you for them. We praise your name, Lord God, on their behalf. And then I would also have a prayer request for two people that I met on yesterday for the very first time, and it seemed as though I had known them forever. Their names are Jackie and Lincoln, and they are believing God for a new place. They would like to move and open up their business a little more that they provide for themselves by serving others. They make and cook, you know, foods for people. And so where the space they're in right now is getting to be a little overwhelming to do what they need to do. And so they're looking for a bigger place. And so I would like us to believe God this morning for them that they would be granted the desires of their heart, because they seem to be two wonderful people and they love the Lord. As I spoke with them yesterday and encouraged them to just trust God and ask of him exactly what they wish, and by their responses I knew that they believed in the Lord.
So to just lift them up in prayer this morning. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Well, thank you for the praise report and also the prayer request. Please join me, Saints, in believing God, along with Jackie and Lincoln, for a new place for them. They are looking for a new place where they can live and run their business. Let's believe God to show himself strong in such a way that they know clearly that it's him and they're able to bow before him or worship him and lift up his name. They're able to walk with him and beside him. Let us pray for Jackie and Lincoln right now. Let us believe God. God has been answering prayers through this prayer cast, this ministry, and we're looking to continue to see that. Father, we thank you today for all of the wonderful things that we cannot list because there are so many, too many to list. The goodness, your graciousness, and your mercifulness that you send towards us continually like a stream, raining blessings upon us, favor. We thank you, Lord, for Jackie and for Lincoln. We thank you for Sister having met them on yesterday and being able to share some light with them. Father, we pray now, even as they trust you, as they take the direction that has been pointed for them, that they will find a place. You will lead them step by step to the right resources in the name of Jesus. And they would make the connection and find the path, and the destination would be their new place. We ask that you would bless them. Continue by your Holy Spirit to work on their hearts, drawing them closer to you with your bands of love in the name of Jesus, so that they see you as awesome and not simply mighty, but almighty, the only wise God. So bless Jackie and Lincoln today in the name of Jesus. May their feet point continually towards the kingdom, its graces and its glory, for the matchless name of Jesus' sake. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for the prayer for my wife and I, the blessing. And of course, you've assisted in by praying for us, praying our strength in the Lord, and it's just amazing. That's all I can tell you. I cannot describe what he has done. I just can't. You know, you just kind of take it for what it is. So anyway, is there another praise report or prayer request?
Yes, sir.
We are entertaining that. Yes.
Good morning.
Sounds like
Sister
Christine. Welcome.
Yes, I want to thank God for this day. I want to thank God for this year. I want to thank God for all that he has done for me, for my family, for my church family, for my pastor and his wife. Happy anniversary. And
thank you.
As the sister just said, I thank God for the both of you. And I always say I do not have a head for my home because I'm a widow, and I always consider you as the head of my home. And I thank God for you, for guiding me and always advising me and always being there for me, for accepting me with such love and such care. I thank God.
Praise God.
kept you and Sister Liz through all the 40 odd years, and that he would continue
praise
to
him.
Bless and open doors that need to be open and shut doors that need to be shut, and just to bless your going out and your coming in, and that everything you touch and do would be blessed. I also have a prayer request for a married couple, Leah and Dominic. Right now they are going through some trying times in their marriage, and she is thinking about leaving, but I know that God said that what he put together, no man put asunder, and I just want you to lift up Leah and Dominic in prayer.
Yes.
And that God will turn their marriage around, turn, they're having some financial problem that is causing the rift, and I am trusting that God will turn their marriage, their life around. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you,
Christine, for that praise report, as well as your prayers for us, my wife and I. And congratulations on our 41st.
Yes,
yeah, every time I say
that
I'm,
awesome.
I'm really, is that real? our 41st wedding anniversary. And thank you for your prayers and your love that you send towards us. We want to pray for Leah and Dominic. We know from our experience that God can cause two people to truly become one. That's the
Amen.
Objective of being married, to become one in such a way that it brings God glory in the earth. People are able to get an understanding of Christ's relationship with the church by virtue of observing those that are also in covenant between man and wife. And we believe in man and wife being the woman. That's what we see in the scripture, and we emulate that. We're not critical of anyone. We're just establishing what we know to be truth in the scripture. Now, Leah and Dominic, let us pray for their marriage. Now, let me say this. Just want to, you know, I'm a teacher at heart, so that's my calling. That's my dominant gift. There's no such thing as a bad marriage. There never
Amen.
Was a bad marriage, ever. God made marriage, and he called it what? Good. However, what marriage does is reveal what's there. So we want to pray for Dominic and Leah that their hearts would be turned towards not only each other, but towards God, because he is the glue.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, dear God, for this day and the fact that we were able to lift up this couple before you on this special day, this last day of the year 2013. And we ask now, Lord, that your spirit would work mightily in their midst and on their
yes,
hearts, to turn
yes,
their hearts towards each
yes,
other. They made covenant.
Yes,
strengthen them both. And Father, we come against the spirit of pride that
yes,
would
Lord.
Divide them so that they would be accursed in the earth. Now, Father, we stand against the wiles and the strategies of the adversaries, the adversary of their souls and of their relationship. We rebuke them in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We command the dark forces to cease their work
yes,
and that there is a turning of hearts
yes,
from away from each other to towards each other on this last day of 2013 so that they find newness in tomorrow, in the new year. Father, break every stronghold. Destroy every stronghold. Take back every ground that they have yielded to you. Take it that they have surrendered to the enemy. Take it back in Jesus' name on their behalf. Strengthen them both. Cause them to find not only love in each other and love for each other, but love for you as well. And it's you that will mend and glue and keep them together so that their lives, their relationship, be a testimony of your power and of your goodness, because you made marriage.
Yes.
You made it. It was not created by man. It's not a social construct. It's a divine, supernatural gift. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the testimony that we'll hear of what you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. It's done.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We call it. We call it
done.
Yes.
Jesus, we thank you for the turnaround. We thank you, Lord, for the newness. We thank you, Lord, for the goodness. You did it. You are the same God of yesterday, today, as ever. You did it in other matters.
Yes, Lord.
I trust
Hallelujah.
You. I know that you would not bring us to shame, that you will do what you said you will do. And I thank you in advance for answering this prayer, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for marriages, Lord. Thank you for marriages,
Lord.
Thank you for those that you have kept throughout the years. And we lift up
Lord.
Every marriage this hour,
thank
Lord.
Thank
marriages that are going
through, Jesus.
Lord. We know that the devil wants marriages to break up because that is the source of family, Lord. And we come against every spirit of breaking up marriage right now. We touch every marriage that we know about, that you know about, Lord, that is going through. We lift up family, Lord. We lift up marriages. Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you. Because you ordain marriages. Thank you.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Well,
thank you, Jesus.
As our program comes to an end, I do want to thank all of you for your faithfulness and your commitment to this program, to this prayer cast. And again, I just want to remind you that this program really is not me. This program is us. It includes you in a mighty way. And this program is touching thousands. Thousands. I get instantaneous reports or statistics, as they call it in this business, on how many people are accessing our programs. Now, we don't have thousands on connected, dialed in on any given day, but we have thousands that are dialing in any time of the day as the time permits in their zone. Now, we know what time it is here. It's approximately 6:46 in our region in the Northeast. But this program is being heard in other countries, and in some countries it is now midday or something like that, depending on what the time difference is. So we're dealing with something powerful and dynamic. God did this. I didn't do this. Couldn't. Not that smart. but it's under his leading and guidance and direction. And so we press forward in 2014. We thank you for being with us in 2013. We began this prayer cast in, at the end of April, first part of June, and it's been going on steady ever since. Of course, we had to learn many things. There was a steep learning curve, and we are still learning, but you're there with us. And so we invite you to come with us into 2014. Let's face the challenge of being all we can be in that year and really praying in God's plan and purposes. We're not just simply praying. We're praying great things. And these great things have to do with what God intends to do concerning the nations in the earth. And so we're blessed because you're blessed. And so we thank you. Now, let me send you off, and I trust that we'll be seeing some of you on this evening in our in the house, so to speak, in the gathering and all that God has laid it for us this day. Good. Let us look to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. And the second part of verse 11 gives us something to close with. And it says, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless
you
richly.
Yes.
May God bless you today.
Thank you.
In all you do, be in health and strength today.
Glory be to your name, Jesus. Glory be to your name. You are the one worthy. You are the one worthy. You're worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to your name. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Glory be to you.